Some news now from the world of sports. In Major League Baseball, the Drew Pomeranz that Red Sox fans were hoping to see when he was acquired after the All-Star break last season for a pretty good young prospect did show up at Fenway Park last night. The former Padres lefty was not expected to go more than five innings or so in his first start since starting the year on the DL with arm soreness, but he scattered just four hits before giving up a leadoff single in the top of the seventh inning with the Sox leading 2-0. And he ended up striking out six in an 8-1 Red Sox win over the Baltimore Orioles. The O's made it 2-1 after Pomeranz left, but they would get no closer. And a bit of good luck for the Red Sox in the bottom of the frame opened the door for a late innings rout. With Pablo Sandoval on first and one out, a tailor-made double play grounder was hit to the normally reliable J.J. Hardy at short. And this should have been the end of the inning, but he booted the ball. Everyone was safe. Jonathan Scope then misjudged a bloop fly that should have been caught, but it fell into short right field instead, and the bases were loaded for Dustin Pedroia, who delivered a two-run single. Pedroia would finish the night with four RBIs, and catcher Christian Vasquez finished 4-for-4, including a two-run triple in the eighth inning. Now, it's still early, but the Red Sox right now may have the two best catchers in all of baseball in Vasquez and Sandy Leon, both of whom are tearing the cover off the ball at the plate and handling it beautifully when behind it. Leon has not allowed a runner to steal on him yet to this point in the season, and Vasquez has one of the best arms in the game. The Sox and Orioles finish up their brief two-game series at Fenway tonight. Knuckleballer Stephen Wright makes his second start for Boston. He's looking for his first win. The New York Yankees were idle last night, but Yoenis Cespedes of the New York Mets was not. Cespedes did his best Reggie Jackson impersonation, blasting three home runs in the Mets' 14-4 dismantling of the Philadelphia Phillies. The Mets homered seven times in total. Lucas Duda went deep twice. Travis d'Arnaud and his brutal Cabrera also went yard. Both starters left early in this one. The Mets' Matt Harvey feeling some tightness in his hamstring. He said after the game it did not feel serious. He does not expect to miss his next start. Old friend Clay Buchholz got roughed up for six runs for the Phillies, including the first home run by Cespedes. He left in the third with a strained right forearm, and the Phillies say Buchholz will undergo an MRI. The Toronto Blue Jays were looking forward to finally getting in front of their hometown fans after starting the season 1-5 on the road, but their record only got worse after dropping their home opener 4-3 to the Milwaukee Brewers. Keon Broxton and Domingo Santana went deep for Milwaukee, and J.A. Happ took the loss for the Jays, who at least know that whatever early season struggles they are having will be of no concern come Thursday night when the Maple Leafs start round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs against the Washington Capitals. Toronto is a mad hockey town, and they are really looking forward to seeing the Leafs back in the playoffs. As for those NHL playoffs, they begin tonight with four games on tap. The Boston Bruins hope former BU star Charlie McAvoy could ignore whatever butterflies may be circling around in his gut when he takes the ice in Ottawa for his first ever NHL game in the playoffs against the Senators. Bruins are trying to plug two huge holes along their blue line with injuries to Torrey Krug and Brandon Carlo. Tommy Cross is also expected to see some minutes tonight up from Providence. And if not for these desperate substitutions, I might be tempted to say the Bruins, who would be underdogs even with Krug and Carlo, could take this series despite going winless in four games against Ottawa this season. But without Krug and Carlo, I cannot see Boston getting out of this round. I'm looking at Ottawa in six, but as always when I'm pessimistic about the Bruins, I hope I'm wrong. Prove me so, guys. Prove me so. I'd be surprised if the Montreal Canadiens and New York Rangers didn't go the full seven games in their opening round series, which starts tonight at the Bell Center. Carey Price and Henrik Lundqvist will likely put on a goaltending clinic. You can expect a number of these games to be decided in overtime. Habs in seven is the pick here. The defending Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins have drawn the high-flying Columbus Blue Jackets in round one, a team with a lot of offensive weapons, and Sergei Bobrovsky having a Vezina Trophy-worthy season in net. He has the league's best goals against average this season, and the Penguins are banged up, most notably without their best defenseman Chris Letang for the playoffs. But the Pens have the experience, they have home ice advantage, and they have Sidney Crosby. Penguins in seven. Out west, it'll be the San Jose Sharks taking on the Edmonton Oilers back in the playoffs for the first time in a decade, and with the best young player in the league, Connor McDavid, in the fold, Oilers in six. Locally, in college men's lacrosse, St. Anselm beat St. Michael's 10-7 as St. Mike's falls to 1-6 on the season. Mount Ida edged out Norwich 8-7 despite the Cadets putting 52 shots on goal. They fall to 5-7 with the loss. In college baseball, the Castleton Spartans blasted six home runs in a 15-0 laugher over Norwich. Charles Stapleford got the win on the hill with six scoreless innings, and Franklin Pierce beat St. Michael's 10-1 in men's college baseball.